So the background to this is that in 1187, Saladin and his armies managed to conquer much of the kingdom of Jerusalem following the Battle of Hattin. That includes Jerusalem. And the only city that remained under Frankish control was the port city of Tyre. And then Saladin's armies went further north and conquered much of the northern Crusader states, those being the county of Tripoli and the Principality of Antioch. So the years from roughly 1187 to 1189 are a time of considerable victory and advance for Saladin, and commensurately defeat for the Crusader states. Then the Third Crusade comes along, and the objective of the Third Crusade is to reassert Christian control over Jerusalem. It failed in that endeavor, but nonetheless, the Third Crusade did reconquer many of the ports, which represent the economic backbone of the Crusader states. And perhaps more importantly, after the Third Crusade, when Saladin died, his brother and his various sons started to fight a series of civil wars within Saladin's empire. It's called the Ayyubid Empire. And those civil wars never really ended. And they will continue until the ultimate collapse of the Ayyubid Empire in 1260. And so these conditions help the Crusader states to rebuild themselves in the early years of the 13th century, because the Ayyubids are often far too concerned with their own internal disputes to fight the Crusader states. And so often they're prepared to sign very long-term treaties or even to concede territory in return for peace so that they can then carry out those internal wars. And as for the Crusader states, they receive the arrival of many, many further waves of Crusaders, whether that's the armies of the Fourth Crusade, some of which went to Constantinople, but some of which also went to the Crusader states, the Fifth Crusade, or Frederick II's Crusade in the 1220s. And most of these crusades are disastrously unsuccessful on the battlefield, or very successful from the Ayyubid perspective. But they do generally result in a little bit of extra territory being added on to the Crusader states. And so the key moment there is when, in 1229, the Emperor of Germany, Frederick II, negotiated with the Ayyubid Sultan of Egypt for the return of most of Jerusalem. And so in 1229, the Kingdom of Jerusalem once again encompasses Jerusalem itself, and it holds on to Jerusalem until 1244. So these are the key factors that underpin the recovery of the Crusader state. Other factors include the rise and rise of the Templars, Hospitallers, and a third military order called the Teutonic Knights, and their enormous resources in Western Christendom underwrite much of the expansion or re-expansion of the Crusader states. And so by 1244, the Kingdom of Jerusalem in particular has returned to being one of the most powerful states in the Near East, and even the northern Crusader states of Tripoli and Antioch are still fairly powerful. So these are the major factors underpinning that recovery.